This is my Cadillac, Twinkle Toes. My grandma used to call me Twinkle Toes when I was just a little baby. Because I had tiny little feet. And then I had tiny little toes attached to those feet. I just think it's funny to like drive around, blast black metal or death metal or something like that out of a powder blue, giant Cadillac that says Twinkle Toes on the front. I had the interior redone, you know, and it's got the Blood Mountain symbol embroidered on the armrest just to be even more stupid and ridiculous about it. You can see it says Mastodon in the middle there and silver. Silver and gold. But, yeah, that's Twinkle Toes.
Well, we're at my house now, and you've always wanted to see my creature collection.
Welcome to my Creature from the Black Lagoon collection.
Or wanted to interview me in front of my creature collection. So here we are. Here's my creature collection. I got a creature pinata. Not many people have one of those. My dog kind of ate it a little bit, but I still got it. I'll show you the key points of the collection. You know what I mean? This little guy, he's from the 60s. And he was like probably like $80 or $70. You know what I mean? And I got this one right here that the damn dog fucking god. Damn it, that dog. Geisha. Bitch.
This is the Geisha dog.
She's the one that eats the creature collection. Well, nice dog, but she ate the goddamn head off of it. I mean, look what she did to this thing. She had it in her mouth, munched it around. This thing right here was you buy this right here, and you unearth the creature. You dig it up yourself, like you, this thing, it's inside of here. This is inside of here, but I bought two of them, dug it out, put them together, and then put them on this thing.
I carved this whole entire thing with a concussion, like dizzy as fuck, like with the chainsaw, just dizzy, like I couldn't go from parallel to horizontal without having the biggest fucking head rush and spin and euphoria and all this craziness. That shit went on for like 8 months, and during the 8 months, well, it went on, I carved this thing. I go to band practice at like 1 and then get out of there at like 5, and then I would come home, I would ride my bicycle back here and fucking carve this thing from like 6 until about 8, because that's when it gets dark, and that's when the reason I would carve it at those hours is because the sun sets like right there. And when you're trying to carve and the sun's in your eyes, it's impossible. You know what I mean? You got a chainsaw, fucking shit's going everywhere. Fucking, you got a mask on and shit. I got to wear this big mask so no wood chips like fucking poke my eyes out. And my two hobbies are playing with chainsaws and playing with guitars. It's really fucking kind of retarded. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. This is my geekdom. If you look at this here,
this is like the original Star Wars Shadows of the Empire, you know, Princess Leia in the bounty hunter disguise. I went to Mexico, and we're right on the Mexican border. Obviously, you can see the difference. This is Star Wario, and that's a cheap ripoff, and that's definitely not that figure. It's the Star Wars Trilogy Edition, Luke Skywalker Jedi Theater Edition. They only gave this out like to, I don't know, like the first 500 people at the theaters when the new movies came out. This is a kind of hard figure to find. Remember when Darth Vader was choking that dude? They made a figure of him, like, not being able to breathe. It's all getting really dusty just sitting here, so I'm probably gonna take it all down someday soon. Kind of box it up and, I don't know. I'm trying to put my kids through college or buy a house or something.